Movies and musicals on RTE Lyric FM, sponsored by the Irish Film Institute streaming service IFI at Home, bringing great films from our home to yours. IFIHome.ie.
Heads up.
I'm calling Malala.
Whatever you need me to do, I'm available.
Coming, my sweet.
We're going on a road trip.
Caustic wit is my religion.
I like this one.
Well, that's because I'm rich.
It gets bigger.
Whatever you do, do it 100%.
Smile and put on a happy face.
We've passed on all we know.
She could be an Avenger if she tried.
Well, I'm terribly sorry, dear.
The movie news.
Look at me.
With Garrett Davey.
Close your eyes.
Afternoon to you, Garrett. Where are we starting this afternoon?
We're starting with a movie that's getting quite a lot of buzz now at the moment, and that's because it's going to have its world premiere at this year's Sundance Film Festival. The movie is Judas and the Black Messiah. So this is a Shaka King-helmed film. It deals with the life and assassination of Black Panther Party leader Fred Hampton, who's going to be played by Daniel Kaluuya in the movie. FBI informant William O'Neill, played by Lakeith Stanfield, infiltrates the Illinois Black Panther Party and is tasked with keeping tabs on their charismatic leader. It's got a good cast. Jesse Plemons is in it as well. Martin Sheen too. The premiere is going to take place on the 1st of February. That's a few days before it launches simultaneously in cinemas and on HBO Max in the US. Not sure when we're going to see it because obviously we have to wait for cinemas to open again. But this release strategy is seen as a big move really into the awards season, because if it's released at the end of February, it'll allow it to compete in this year's Oscar race.
Yeah, it's a strong looking trailer. It's available if anyone wants to check it out. It's Judas and the Black Messiah. Now, Adam McKay's satire, Don't Look Up, we've Leonardo DiCaprio and Jennifer Lawrence together, which sounds good to me.
What a big cast to have in your movie. And this was part of Netflix's trailer when they released, I suppose, first look clips at the various movies that's coming on the service in 2021. You have Don't Look Up, as you mentioned, but amongst the footage as well, Dwayne Johnson, Ryan Reynolds and Gal Gadot led action blockbuster Red Notice. You've also got Chris Hemsworth in an espionage piece called Escape from Spiderhead, Zack Snyder's zombie heist film Army of the Dead, and an all-black western as well, The Harder They Fall, starring Jonathan Majors, Idris Elba, Lakeith Stanfield again, Delroy Lindo and Regina King. Comedy features strong in their lineup, Melissa McCarthy and Octavia Spencer in a superhero comedy called Thunder Force, Jason Momoa in a thriller as well called Sweet Girl, Halle Berry has a kickboxing film called Bruised, and a directorial debut for Lin-Manuel Miranda in a movie called Tick Tick Boom.
Yeah.
And then the long delayed The Woman in the Window is also going
Dying
to be on
to see
the
that.
Service.
I really liked the
as
book,
well
yeah.
as yeah, Capers, The Kissing Booth, and all the Boys trilogies also. Approximately 71 films across all genres, and they're promising a movie every week. I mean, if 2020 wasn't a big year for Netflix, I think in terms of movies, 2021 is going to be huge.
Yeah, it's an impressive lineup, no doubt about it. Some interesting casting news. Darren Aronofsky, who's he casting?
He's casting Brendan Fraser, who I was trying to think, we haven't seen him on screen in a long while.
He had
a great run many years ago, but he's going to be in an adaptation of the Samuel D. Hunter play, The Whale. Now, this story follows a 600-pound middle-aged man named Charlie and his attempts to reconnect with his 17-year-old daughter. The two became estranged after Charlie abandoned his daughter and his family for his gay lover. And Charlie then turned to compulsive eating out of grief when his lover passed away. So the project will mark Aronofsky's first feature since 2017's Mother. Now, Fraser has been doing some voice work recently on a HBO Max series called Doom Patrol. But I think that's a good combination to see those two.
Sounds like
on
an interesting one,
like
definitely.
That.
Ben Affleck is going behind the camera again too.
He is. Yeah, this is for a Disney project and it's called Keeper of the Lost Cities. It's based on Shannon Messenger's best-selling book. He's going to produce and co-write also its award-winning story, which follows a telepathic 12-year-old girl who must figure out why she is the key to her brand new world before the wrong person finds the answer first.
Ah, very good. Now, another fine director is Danny Boyle. He, of course, pulled out of the Bond movie. So what's coming up for Danny Boyle?
Well, he's tackled the Beatles in Yesterday in a movie, and now he's going to do a limited series based on the 70s punk rock band, the Sex Pistols.
Ah.
So this, it sounds like a good one. The project is called Pistol, and it's based on a memoir, Lonely Boy, Tales from a Sex Pistol, which is Steve Jones's memoir. And so Boyle is going to direct and executive produce the series. It's for the FX channel. They have a good cast as well, Toby Wallace, Anson Boone, and also Maisie Williams starring in it as
Very
well.
Good.
So that is Danny Boyle's next series.
Okay, let's come to some new releases. You're going to give us a couple of, the first one is Disney Plus, actually. What's this one?
Yeah, this is a series called WandaVision. It stars Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany. Mm. It's a blend of classic television and the Marvel Cinematic Universe, in which Wanda Maximoff and Vision begin to suspect that everything within their world is not as it seems. They're going to be releasing a brand new episode every week for over 9 weeks. And as I said, that's on Disney Plus.
Okay, and a couple more streaming this week.
Yeah, you've got Blight Spirit, which is about it's based on the Noel Coward play. And obviously there was a movie about this many years ago. A spiritualist medium holds a seance for a writer suffering from writer's block, but accidentally summons the spirit of his deceased first wife, who then maybe helps him write a bit more. But Dan Stevens, Leslie Mann, Isla Fisher and Judi Dench star in this. And actually, it's going to be screening on Sky Movies. And also, just to mention on Netflix, the Irish movie Broken Law is now streaming on there. It was released over the summer. And this is about Dave Connolly. He's a respected member of the Garda Síochána, but his loyalty to the law gets tested by his ex-convict brother, Joe, who's in desperate need of his help. That's called Broken Law.
OK, what TV movie are you recommending for the weekend ahead?
This was a big Oscar winner. It is a biopic of the brilliant American mathematician John Nash, played by Russell Crowe, whose prospects of a promising career with the CIA were confounded by paranoid delusions and schizophrenia as the stress of the job proved too much of a burden. Really good cast. Jennifer Connelly, Ed Harris, Paul Bettany and Christopher Plummer also starred, directed by Ron Howard. It's called A Beautiful Mind. It's on TG Cahir tonight at 9:20.
Great stuff, Gareth. Thanks a million.
Thank you, Aideen.